You have just tuned in to the Save Our Black Boys radio program, an informational program using Bible-based principles, research findings, and educational news with practical tips to help our black sons move from failing and mediocre grades to excellent grades. Now here's your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake.
Welcome, listeners, and especially parents. This program is for you. Our topic today is suicide prevention, and I am thrilled to have as our guest and expert, Dr. Errol Liverpool. He has a practice in Southfield, Michigan, and years of experience dealing with psychological issues, and specifically today we're talking about suicide. Dr. Liverpool, thank you so much for taking your time to be on Save Our Black Boys.
I am delighted to be here with you. I think this may be my second or third time with your program, and I am thrilled, just like you, and pleased to be able to be a part of anything that will help our people.
You're one of our favorites. And we're so happy that he is bringing his expertise to this topic. Dr. Liverpool is a clinical psychologist, and he's also a minister of the gospel. So he brings a unique perspective to this topic. Dr. Liverpool, unfortunately, suicide rates are increasing both within the United States and globally. Why do you think there's been such an increase lately?
It's very complex. For example, when we look at suicide rates among the LGBTQ community, it's three times higher than in the normal community. So as we deal with certain issues and we have what we call pushback, we have awareness, people sometimes buckle on the confusion. So what's happening in our world right now, just think of it as simply this. As we have more problems, we have increased rates of depression, and we have stigma, even though we're trying to say it's okay to be treated. We still have people who think, well, something is inherently wrong with you. You're weak. And sometimes people just decide, I want to check out. I would share something with you, if you don't mind, that is personal. Some years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago, a young man that I was treated, was 22 years of age, he hung himself. And that was a very difficult thing for the family. But we discovered that somewhere in his treatment, the medication was not doing what it was supposed to do. And people did not understand the challenges he was having. And he had an encounter one night with a family member. I wouldn't mention who, and for obvious reasons. But that night, he decided he wanted to end his life, and he did.
So depression can be one of the causative factors, and trauma and depressing issues going on in the family or in the society.
Yes, but just so we understand, when a person is suffering from anything, that person's ability to cope oftentimes is dependent on the support that person gets. So if we are talking to parents and family members, one of the things I want to lay down right away is the sense of you have to be willing, first of all, to listen, not to close your eyes, not to stigmatize, and to be supportive, because part of coping is understanding you're not going through this alone. So immediately, we want to appreciate the value of understanding the children under your care and family members with whom you are close.
So thank you, Pastor Liverpool, Dr. Pastor Liverpool. Listening to our young people and our children is very important. And we know that the holidays are coming up, and there's a lot of gatherings, and oftentimes the children are in the room with their cell phones, their tablets, and I see those electronic devices as a way to disconnect with the opportunity to have face-to-face and ongoing communication. Do you see any tie-in?
I can tell you if they can see me smiling because it resonates. It wasn't so long ago I came out to the waiting room, and I saw a mother and daughter, not children, The mother's in her 60s, the daughter in her 30s. They're sitting side by side waiting to see one of the therapists. And both had their cell phones doing their own thing. There was no communication. Each was just face into the cell phone. And I came out and said, wait a minute. And we all had a laugh about it.
So yes, parents, we want to give you some strategies on how you can help to reduce the suicide rate. And Dr. Liverpool said developing coping mechanisms and having a support system is very important. So talking and listening to our children is critical.
Listener, please take notes. We would like to give you a free book entitled Treating Depression Naturally by Dr. Magna Parks, based on information in this three-part interview spanning the next few weeks. So listen carefully and please take notes.
Now, Dr. Liverpool, I talked to you a while ago when you had returned from Guyana, South America, doing some work down there regarding suicide. Why did you choose that country?
Well, I am a member of OMAT, which stands for Overseas Medical Assistance Team. And we go to Guyana and Haiti once a year and work in a particular hospital. My role is really to Guyana. And Guyana has been in the news as having the highest rate of suicide in the world. And that was given to us by the World Health Organization, and that was in 2012. Now, Guyana has since been number three in the world. And I can give you one word. Most people were not aware of that distinction Guyana had. And so when the federal government got wind of it, that awareness made them plan programs. They went into various regions. Guyana has a number of regions. And they went into various regions targeting the youth in terms of awareness, finding out what was causing the problem. And it was not just one thing, but there was one factor across most of the regions. And that factor was children felt they were not being listened to. Some were abused sexually and otherwise, and there was no recourse. So the government instituted a program where they started bringing people in contact with the criminal justice system. So now young people felt, well, if I say what happened to me, somebody's going to do something about it, and my option is not simply take my life because I'm ashamed of what happened to me.
Thank you. So Guyana had the highest suicide rate in the world in 2012. And today, it is no longer number one. So they've done some significant things that have made an impact on that rate. And one of them, you said, was bringing in a criminal justice system so that those who are being abused felt they had an option. They had support. And that's the big S word that you gave us earlier. So now you don't have to commit suicide because you have someone to back you up and to help you in this abusive situation.
Not only that, not only you had someone to back you up, you had people going into homes and seeking people out, talking to parents, making them become aware. So it was not just the criminal justice system that helped to alleviate some of the problems, but more so the understanding that you were bringing experts in. The University of Guyana started looking at the problem, training people, and giving them an opportunity, giving them the tools so they can go in and deal with the individuals.
So not just the criminal justice system, but you also brought in experts like yourself. So the people knew they had some support, some counseling support.
Yes.
Besides the criminal justice. Yes. Now, they also talked about untreated trauma. And we all go through issues that we may not understand. And there's a lot of stigma, as you mentioned, attached to that. And people don't want to talk about it. So I noticed that Guyana initiated a campaign called Let's Talk.
Yes.
Do you know anything? How does that work?
Well, Let's Talk is actually given permission. And I think that was genius because you have to, for those who may not be aware, Guyana would be considered still a very conservative country. And as a result of that, there is this concept that I'll give you a colloquial expression which may be, they may use in the United States. Don't hang your dirty linen out. They have no winter there, so when you wash your clothes, you put it on a line. And they're saying if it has some problems, don't let your neighbors see. Well, let's talk was to say, hey, the neighbors, is okay. We're not focusing on the neighbors. Let's talk about what's happening, because when you think it's happening only to you, there is a concept in psychology that is referred to as universality. That is to say, I am not alone. I am not the only person, because oftentimes when things happen to you, you think, well, something is wrong with me because I'm the only person, but you're not alone. For example, did you know, Ms. Blake, that suicidal thoughts are very common?
No.
Yes, they're very common. All the research will tell you that it's a very normal thing for people to think, well, maybe not in the context of having an apparatus or something to take a life, but sometimes, you know, I go to bed tonight, based on what's happened to me, it doesn't really matter if I wake up in the morning. It's a very common thought to have, well, what if I'm not here?
Right. What if I'm not here? What will it make a difference to anyone?
Precisely. So what we want people to know is that you're not the only person that is suffering or have questions. So consequently, if you're not alone, the key is others have experienced trauma, others may have experienced disappointment, and others have been able to get well, to become well. So since others have done it, then you also can do it.
There's hope for me.
There's hope for you.
Someone else conquered this.
Yes. I want to share some information from the CDC. And just to give us a sense of what are some of the things we're facing where we live here in America, if you don't mind.
And I'd like for our listeners to have a chance to get a pencil and paper so they can record this important information. Let's take a break. Listeners, get your pencil and paper.
The holidays are approaching. Books make great gifts. Giving books shows that you value literacy. So why not plan to give at least one book to each child on your holiday gift list? Shop for African American and Black history books online at brownssbooks.com. Brown Sugar and Spice Books specializes in true stories about people of color. Gift wrapping is available. So shop for African American books from an African American owned company. Brown Sugar and Spice Books offers over 600 African American and multicultural books and unique Afrocentric gift items for all ages. Shop online at www.brownssbooks.com. Make the holidays extra meaningful by giving a book.
Welcome back, listeners. Our guest is Dr. Errol Liverpool. He's a clinical psychologist, and we're talking about suicide prevention, and he has some important information to share with us from the CDC.
According to the CDC, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. 123 Americans die by suicide. There is one death by suicide in the U.S. every 12 minutes. That's kind of hard to appreciate. Multiply that for a year, 44,965 people die from suicide here in the U.S. And the highest rates of suicide, this may surprise some people, are among Caucasian, American Indians, and Alaskan Natives. Here is something that is important to appreciate. Of the 25 suicide attempts, one is successful. So there are 24 people who are unsuccessful out of 25. When it comes to gender, believe it or not, suicide among males is four times higher than females. And I think it's easy to understand why it's higher among males in terms of attempts. The CDC asserts that 79% of males who commit suicides do so by handguns. Women are more likely to have suicide thoughts or ideations, but they do not follow through as males. When we think of the whole concept of gender, women do have more suicidal thoughts, but men are more successful in following through with their plans. And they do so primarily at a higher rate because of the use of guns.
Thank you, Dr. Liverpool. And CDC, for our listeners, stands for?
Center of Disease and Control.
Controls. So listeners, that was some statistics from the CDC, from Dr. Liverpool, our guest. He said the Caucasians have a higher rate of suicide than, well, you didn't say than blacks, but that's the inference.
Yes.
Okay. Males have 4 times higher rate than females. And I made the reference that maybe that's why it's not good for them to be alone. We need each other.
However, if I want to mention, even though African Americans are not the highest, if you look in the category of the LGBTQ community, African Americans rank very high. And it could be because in the African American community, there is more stigma, less acceptance, and thus it may account for the high rate of suicide.
Thank you. Not being feeling accepted, and maybe also feeling that you're the only one, that universality that you spoke about,
yes,
can propel someone to, especially when they don't see any other options. And we want to encourage our listeners, if you, because Dr. Liverpool said many people have thoughts of suicide but just don't follow through with it, if they have those thoughts, should they call the suicide hotline or only when they feel like acting on the thoughts?
No, they can call the suicide hotline. It's never a problem to call because you have the ideation. That's what the hotline is there for. The idea is you should not suffer silently. And sometimes people wait too late to reach out for help. They reach out for help when they think, well, I don't have any other choice in life. But I do believe that they can utilize. The first thing I want to do is remove a myth that we have. And you may hear somebody say that. And the myth is, if people talk about killing themselves, they really don't want to do it. It's not going to happen. They're looking for attention.
And we've certainly heard that.
Yes, but it's a myth. There is no data that supports that when people talk, it's because they're looking for attention. I think what we can conclude, rightly so, and particularly in our practice, when I meet people who are suicidal, the very first thing I need to do is understand what the problem is. And when you get right down to it, people are not trying to kill themselves. What they're actually saying, I don't know how I can keep living the way I am. So if you can address what is it that is bothering them with the way they live, and you can help them find options better than the ones they have, then suicide dissipates with that. So the idea is, I just want out, no, what they want out of is their present state. And oftentimes they don't know how to do that.
And thank you, Dr. Liverpool. We're sitting, listeners, in his office. His business is called Clear Choices Counseling, located in Southfield, Michigan. So if you notice, what were some of the signs that a parent might notice that the child may need to see someone like you?
One of the first things that we look for is isolation. If a child is no longer communicating, they're retreating to their room, they're dropping friends, they seem not to be concerned about their physical appearance, there may be a drop in school participation, grades may begin to suffer. Even as I say this, please know that somebody can be having a a 4.0 GPA and still be suicidal. So we're not suggesting that if you have high grades, you're not suicidal. But being isolative, staying away from people, and here is something that may be hard to really put into words, but parents will know when your child appears profoundly sad. Just a sense of hopelessness, sadness, and you may find avoidance, not wanting to be involved. You can see what we would call the spark leaving your child. And sometimes what parents do is engage in behavior that only compounds it, like telling the child, you know, I give you all this, you're not appreciative, and started almost ridiculing the child instead of saying, wait a minute, something is wrong with my child. This is not normal behavior. If you can understand the signs and try to invite the child in, give the child permission to talk with you as opposed to be badgering the child, well, you know, I've done this for you, you're being ungrateful, your grades are dropping, you're not doing the things you're supposed to do. Those things only cause the child to want not to engage. So when you see things that are different, take note. I can use this. This is not a case of suicide, but this is a case of homicide. You may remember Klebold and Harris. These were the two young men from Columbine. And when the parents were interviewed, wondering how you never noticed these boys had problems, in retrospect, they had all the signs, but they didn't see them. They went into their rooms. They saw the paraphernalia. They saw the withdrawal. They saw the anger, the irritability. They saw things, but it never took note until after we had that tragedy. So while this was homicide, I still want to make the point that parents need to be aware so that they do not say after the fact, I should have known.
Parents, can't you see why Dr. Liverpool is the place to, his Clear Choices Counseling is the place to come? Now, if someone wanted to talk to you or make an appointment to come to Clear Choices Counseling in Southfield, Michigan, how can they reach you?
First of all, we have a website, and they simply go online. The number for the clinic is 248-905-5175, and they will talk to a receptionist. We have four therapists, psychologists that work here. That excluded me because I'm not here every day. And they can we do psychological testing. We do therapy, and it runs the entire field. Marriage and family, children, school problems, different things. But included in that would be people who are so depressed that they don't want to keep living the way they are.
Thank you. So your website is clearchoicescounseling.com?
Clearchoicescounselingservices.com.
Thank you. And the phone number again?
248-905-5175.
Let's take a break.
The holidays are approaching. Books make great gifts. Giving books shows that you value literacy. So why not plan to give at least one book to each child on your holiday gift list? Shop for African American and Black history books online at brownssbooks.com. Brown Sugar and Spice Books specializes in true stories about people of color. Gift wrapping is available. So shop for African American books from an African American owned company. Brown Sugar and Spice Books offers over 600 African American and multicultural books and unique Afrocentric gift items for all ages. Shop online at www.brownssbooks.com. Make the holidays extra meaningful by giving a book.
Welcome back, listeners. Our topic today is suicide prevention, and our guest is an expert. Dr. Era Liverpool has a practice called Clear Choices Counseling in Southfield, Michigan. We're broadcasting from his office. I'm very happy to be here with him. And he shared with us some of the warning signs. Parents, if you see that your child's behavior is different, for example, desires to be isolated, And I'm going to harp on those electronic devices again, because they tend to isolate the children, the tablets, the cell phones. They're by themselves, not engaging with the people who can support them. So you want to allow your child to be engaged in family conversations, especially in the holiday time, eating at the table, talking to each other, and every day having family dinners. Isn't that an opportunity to find out what's going on in their child's life?
Exactly. But I'm glad, Ms. Blake, that you mentioned the holiday time. But as families come together so that they can share, it's also can be for some families a time of sadness. You remember people that are no longer part of the family. And they're no longer part of the family, not only through death, it may be by divorce, it may be by being ostracized. There's somebody not there because that person is not welcome anymore. These are all things that can bring about sadness and even further isolation.
Listener, if you're feeling sad, isolated, angry, or hopeless, wait. Good news. There is hope for you. There's someone who cares and is waiting to listen to you now. Pick up your phone and call 1-800-273-TALK. Every day, anytime, there's someone waiting to listen to you or to talk to you. Call 1-800-273-8255. Remember, listener, you are not alone. Others have felt what you're feeling and they made it through and found help for their situation, and there is help for your situation too. God hears our cries. God hears you. God cares about you, listener. You're not the first one to feel depressed, anxious, or sad. You're not the only one. Listen to a Bible writer describe his feelings and how God helped him in Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Come back next week for part 2 of this important interview. And remember, listener, Jesus cares about you. Does he care? Oh, yes, he cares about you. And call 1-800-273-8255.
When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow on the night long. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
You have been listening to the Save Our Black Boys radio program with your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake. Save Our Black Boys is a radio program dedicated to educating, enlightening, and empowering parents to embrace lifestyle changes in the home that support success for African American boys in the school.